Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, October 4th, 2021. Hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fantastic. Thank you very much.
I heard you had a really busy day today.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we have.
Well, that's good. People are actually wanting to know what's happening and maybe preparing for the future. That's a good, good thing.
I haven't been off the phone since 9 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
No.
Yep.
I took one break. So.
Well, that's what got you behind.
That's what got me behind.
Yep, there you go. Well, but really, I know you recovered your swamp, but people are maybe starting to ask questions, and that's always good. Maybe getting their eyes open to some truth, because we are in a mess, and we haven't seen anything yet.
This is true. Well, let's go ahead and get started with the gold prices. Gold was up $770 at $1,769 at the New York spot price after market. Silver's up 13 pennies at $22.76. Platinum was down 7 at 974, along with palladium down 12, 1,988. The USDX today was down 0.27 at 93.80. Crude oil up 173 on crude oil, 77.61. Paper markets today, no big deal. I mean, they were down a couple hundred points, but, 323 points, 34,000. S&P was down 56 points at 4,300. The NASDAQ was down 311 at 14,255. Europe was probably all negative across the board. They were, with the biggest drop. They were all under 1%, no biggie. Asia, Shanghai was the only positive. The others were all down about 1%. Let's see what the bonds are doing. 10-year yield, 1.48%. No big change there. Didn't pop over 150 yet, or I should say again, as it had once before. But, so that was about it for the markets today. You know, all you hear about is, the debt, inflation, and everything else, the shortages and this and that. But I did see, I don't know if I can, it was actually an interesting article. I don't know if I could find it. We were too busy to save it. But it was from, the commentary was from, here's an interesting article. Foreign money secretly floods U.S. tax havens. And gee whiz, some of it might be tainted. Well, hello. But this person, where can I find it? Well, I don't want to have any dead air, Butch, so you can talk if you'd like while I'm trying to find some.
Okay.
Or I try
to find this. And I'll just very quickly cover a topic that everybody's wondering about. And I know it's hearing on the news, and I listen to it and shrug my shoulders because nothing I do anyway. And doesn't concern me too much because I've seen it happen before. Doomsday clock for U.S. debt ticks. Oh. With no congressional plan. Duh. Over and over. And this is Groundhog Day. You ever see a movie Groundhog Day? Over and over and over again. The U.S. is moving close to a first ever default. Folks, that's not true. They missed before. They shut down parks. That isn't true. But said it's close to a first ever default, with neither political party in Washington yet seemingly is ready to back down from a partisan showdown on the federal debt limit. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer plans another vote as early as Monday on a measure passed by the House to suspend the federal government's legal debt limit until December 2022. But his Republican counterpart, Mitch McConnell, vows to block the attempt for the third time running. Folks, I'm not saying this isn't real. There may not be consequences, but this is for show. This is for show. Trump raised put us further about $8 trillion further in debt when he was in office. Don't think this is anything to do with Republicans or Democrats. This is for show. no matter which party is in, we cannot pay the debt. We cannot help but make more debt to keep a debt economy running. No matter who is president and who's in the House and who's in the Senate, this is not going to change unless there's a great reset in this country. I hate to see it happen around the world, but unless we just say we can't do it this way any longer, we're going to cut off all these things. And believe me, folks, if that happens, there'll be all hell will break loose in this country. They cannot let it collapse, and they know they can't keep it going forever. So this is not a good situation as far as there is no answer. There is no other answers, but the price you have to pay to get the right answer is going to be so horrendous that I don't think we can even fathom what that would do to this country. So prepare yourself. But again, this is all about show. Forget the debt limit. There really is no debt limit. There hasn't been for decades. They spend what they want, when they want, and may call it something else, but it's still being spent. Bill, anything else to add to those comments?
No, I mean, it is what it is. Eventually, we all know they're going to default. We know it, but it will default either by some black swan event or something, you know, I'm reading more about this China, the Evergrande, and the deep impact that's going to have. And that's what I was reading about this morning. I can't remember. I think I've been in the news from a year ago. I keep looking, and I can't find what I saw this morning. But that's what they're talking about. There's just so many things on the cusp of falling apart. And, you know, they'll all come to terms eventually, unless it's a black swan. If they're ready for it, Butch, they will let her go. They will let her go.
Well, they've instigated all manner of situations over a lot of years, from false wars. We'll say false wars, man-made wars, to false terrorist attacks and literal terrorist attacks. They maneuvered. They'll do anything they have to keep the people where they want them, and keep this facade going a little while longer. So this debt challenge is only a smoke and mirror thing to keep our mind centered on, well, we should have had Trump in. Folks, Trump took us, like I said, almost $8 trillion further in debt when he was in office. This is not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is an American debt situation with the Federal Reserve and the fiat currency all behind it, and the world powers behind it, the IMF and all the rest of them. They're all fiat currency maneuvers to try to keep nations afloat for a little while longer. That's all it is. Just sit back and relax, prepare yourself and your family. You're not going to be able to change what they do in the Congress or in the world, but prepare yourself and your family. Please do that. Manage where you can. Let God take care of the rest of it. That's all you can do. But you take care of your family as our God commanded us to. Mel, do you want anything to that?
No, I had mentioned that Evergrande, their shares halted today amid reports of a report that the developer agreed to sell a controlling stake in the union to raise some much-needed cash. So, I mean, I think that's going to be bigger than what most people realize. Is that the Lehman that we had for 2008 could be? But so we'll just have to follow that and see what happens. But I can't find that silly article. But it was.
China's having very very bad financial situations also. It's just not us. It's worldwide. About all the nations in this world are having financial situation now because they've had fiat currency and they've done all they can do with whatever they had to maneuver themselves ahead, no matter what the cost. And that's what we're seeing happen.
Exactly.
And Wall Street's wild party in jeopardy as Fed threatens aid cutoff. Again, I don't know. If they do this, they know what's going to happen. Is this just an idle threat to keep everybody intrigued in the plot? I don't know. The central bank plans to begin yanking back assistance to the economy as early as next month. And many Fed officials are open to increasing interest rates next year. If the Fed breaks off next month, the support to giving the banks and other corporations, yeah, folks, it can be very serious. Massive support from the Federal Reserve has sent U.S. stocks and bonds soaring and enriched investors ever since markets almost collapsed on the end of the pandemic. Now, the party may be ending. The central bank plans to begin, and folks, listen, I'm going to comment here. The Fed has done this longer than I've been alive. They did it back in 2008. They bailed out banks and corporations. The little people paid, but they bailed them out. This has been going on for on and on and on. And it isn't going to end unless, if they end it, it's going to be a catastrophe for us. I mean, you. Yes, it is. But people that were invested in the stock markets through this false economy have gotten wealthy through it. The central bank plans to begin yanking back its extraordinary assistance to the economy as early as next month, and many Fed officials are open to increasing interest rates next year, far earlier than expected. Driven by fears that production and shipping delays will continue to stoke inflation, Chair Jerome Powell has sounded increasingly pessimistic over the past week about those supply chain disruptions, a concern shared by central bankers around the globe. A Fed withdrawal comes at a particularly precarious moment for the economy. The trillions of dollars in relief passed by Congress over the last 18 months is rapidly wearing off. Washington is on a knife's edge over a new wave of longer-term spending on infrastructure and social programs. And globally, major economies such as China are sending worrying signals all while the world struggles to get through the resurgent coronavirus. Oh, wow. The Fed can pull away from this. If they do, they really will wreck the economy, will they not?
They certainly will.
So, if they do what they say you're going to do, then they know the consequences for everybody, but especially the people like you and I that will say are the peons in this situation. But somehow or another, corporations will make out again. I mean, they did through every one of them, and the Fed has always been there to bail them out with trillions of dollars of assistance. I mean, what else can I add to that? That's just the way it is. What do you want to add to it?
No, I mean, you pretty much said it all. As you usually do.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you do. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, I agree with everything that you said, and it's true.
Well, you know, again, you've been this a lot longer than I have, and you're much more well studied than I am. But even an old hick like me from West Virginia can look at the fruit and the failures of its economic system over a lot of decades. Now, that's took me a long time to learn it, and you are so much more educated than I am at all. But nonetheless, anyone with common sense who looks at the figures and the facts can see this has to end. And if the Fed keeps its word and withdraws its support, my friends, the economy will collapse. You will see things that we haven't seen since the Great Depression. I wasn't here then, but this will be even worse. Christmas at risk, a supply chain disaster only gets worse. Mm-mm-mm. On and on it goes. Stock prices of retailers are near all-time highs. Global trade is a mess, and peak shipping has just begun. It's the beginning of October, just the start of what the retail world simply calls peak. But the industry is already in various forms of panic that usually don't take hold until the weeks before Christmas. Early this year, the hope was that the bottlenecks that gummed up the global supply chain in 2020 would be mostly cleared by now. They've actually gotten worse, much worse. And evidence is mounting that the holiday season is at risk. Across Europe, retailers such as apparel chain H&M can't meet demand because of delivery delays. In the U.S., Nike cut its sales forecast after COVID-19 triggered factory closures in Vietnam and wiped out months of production. And Bed and Breakfast and Beyond stock plunged amid shipping woes, with Chief Executive Officer Mark Tritton warning that disruptions would last and well into next year. There's pressure across the board, he said. So, this is all for real. It's happening. This is real. And I don't want to keep on being doom and gloomer, but we have got to face the reality of these things. We can't keep thinking, oh, it's all going to slide by, because it isn't going to slide by. Inflation is going to get much worse. Everything will get. I'm all the time sharing stories about myself here, and I just want to share something. Yesterday, we were invited out to a couple's house. They said, come over, we're going to grill your steak. So they said, well, I said, what can we bring? So we didn't have time to make a lot, so I went by the local Food Line store and got a couple containers of potato salad. It was pretty good. It's Amish made. It wasn't bad. I was figuring about two and a half, $3 a pack for a pound. You know what that was per pound? It's $5.98. I was half the price of what I thought it'd be. I mean, I was only half of guessing. It was about $2.50, maybe $2.98. It was $6 for a container. So I spent over eleven bucks and almost $12 for a container, a couple of containers of potato salad. Potato salad that you could buy some years ago for 89 cents.
The key thing is, how big was the package? What did it hold?
it held a pound.
Yeah. Yeah.
A pound potato salad. And I remember, and like I said, I don't shop much. Marcia does. I don't like to shop. But I get that. And I was stunned. I remember it being 89 cents for the same thing. That's been a long time ago. I knew that. That's how much I pay attention to prices in the store. But it's $5.98 per pound. So there you go, folks. If that isn't inflation, I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, it's true, though, too, Butch. It's the gouging also. I don't know which is which. Which is worse, the gouging of the American people, you know, over profits, over corporate, protecting the shareholders and inflation. So I think they're going to be getting a double whammy. Because, I mean, you look at the price of, how much does a potato cost? In a pound of potato salad, you get, what, one cubed potato maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
You know, a splattering of onions, a tablespoon or two of mayonnaise, and that's $6. So what's it cost for, what's the Amish guy, if the Amish really make it, what's the Amish guy get, and then the grocery store whacks it to the people. So people are getting a double whammy. I mean, we even see it in the precious metals, where these wholesalers are charging prices they don't have to. So.
Well, you know, and no matter how it works out, I guess you call it inflation for me and you, because whether they're robbing us or the price goes up, for real, it still hits us hard, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Right down to the little guy paying it again, and to us, no matter what you call it, who does it, it's still called inflation because the price goes up. But again, I know I'm naive. I don't go to the store much. Marsha's all the time telling me, you know, this, honey, you won't believe the price in there. And I do believe her. I just don't get in too much to take a look at it. But this was a shock to me. It really was. I had no idea. But nonetheless, that's what it is.
I think where we see the really big inflation hits is like your true staples, you know, like your eggs.
Right.
And your breads.
Yes.
And your milks and your meats.
Yep.
Yeah. I hear the music. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And Butch?
Yes, ma'am, I'm right here.
What's next?
Well, I tell you what, Melody, I know this. People probably get tired of hearing this information, and I wish it wasn't happening. I truly wish that we could say these things we talk about. We've been wrong all these years. We can just change our mind, go off the air now, and not worry about all this. But, folks, what I've been sharing with you for years is actually coming to pass. And things we talked about 10, 15 years ago is happening right now. It's happening right now. We're seeing this coronavirus, so-called, whatever, no matter who calls it, or how is it as real as everybody says it is, or no matter what it is, it's killing people financially, and of course physically, I guess, somewhat too. But financially, it's destroying the economy, the world. Now, we just want to understand that this, whether it's a man-made or real, is not the point right now. The point of it is it's destroying economies and taking people's lives down to nothing. This New York City restaurateurs business down 40-60% due to vaccine mandate. New York City restaurateurs are complaining that their business has been sliced severely by the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, which requires people 12 and older to show vaccination proof for indoor dining, indoor fitness, and indoor entertainment. Pre-pandemic, O'Donohue's Pub and Restaurant was a successful business that had been open for 10 years in Times Square, Manhattan. Fergal Burke, the owner of O'Donohue's, noticed that his business has seen a massive drop since a vaccine mandate came into effect. "We don't have the money here to survive without the help of our landlord, who has been very supportive and has given us breaks on the rent. But without our landlord, we would not be in business." Now, folks, think about that. It's so close. They're going under, if the landlord didn't give him a break, they would be out of business. He said that he needed to hire another person to be at the door checking for vaccination proof, which increased the expenses. Comparing the clientele from pre-mandate to when it kicked in about 2 weeks ago, our business is definitely down 60%, Burke said with a somewhat downhearted tone. There's just not enough people coming into the restaurant. They have the fear of being asked for vaccines. Burke and his staff have had to refuse a lot of customers for not having the passes. They're being refused, and they get a resentment against us. They don't get a resentment against Bill de Blasio or Biden or whoever is mandating us to check for this. It comes as a personal rejection, he said, further stressing that it's not O'Donohue's that wants this. We don't want this mandate. We want nothing to do with this. He also knows that how the subway is full of people, but there's no requirement to show vaccination proof in the subway. Folks, that's part of the plan. That's part of the plan. I don't know how these people in good conscience could literally know they're destroying businesses, destroying homes, destroying families, but their conscience is nothing. They have no conscience. They won't let you go into a restaurant, but you get in a subway packed like sardines in a tin box. The travel. You think about this. Let this sink in. And to show you how bad it's getting, this is in New York also, New York State. Melody, this next brief article is absolutely unbelievable, and I keep asking myself, how much more are people going to tolerate? New York hospitals refused to release newborn babies to unvaxxed parents. This is in the Nation News Desk. This is the News Desk. I didn't make this up. In what appears to be many people to be kidnapping and extortion, New York University Langone Hospital and other hospitals in New York and Long Island are refusing to release newborn babies to parents who are unvaccinated. Their COVID quackery knows no shame and no limits. What do I add to that? That, my friends, is kidnapping. That is beyond evil. That they won't let the parents take their children home unless they take the jab mandated by some jerk in the Capitol or the city mayor's office or the president. Melody, this is unheard of. I could just try to imagine. What if that were me and my child was in the hospital and I couldn't even see the child. I couldn't take him home or her home with me without being vaccinated, and I didn't believe in the vaccination. What kind of situation would that put you in mentally and every other way? What would that do to you?
I mean, I don't know. Where did that report come from, though?
That come from Nation News Desk.
Nation News Desk. I mean, I find that story so hard to believe, so it's probably true.
It is true. You know? I did double check. It is true. I checked it out.
From the hospital's website?
No, this from the Nation's News Desk. This is Nation News Desk on October 1 October. You have to type it in. New York hospitals refuse to release newborn babies to unvaxxed parents. Right now, they mentioned the New York University Langone Hospital. And other hospitals in New York and Long Island. So you have to just look it up online. It's not hard to find. This is absolutely stunning. Stunning. I mean, they killed off our moms and dads and grandparents in nursing homes. We couldn't go see them. We were locked out. They couldn't even have family in. You can't go in. You can hardly get into the hospital to visit a sick one who's maybe even dying, a loved one. And now they're going to keep the babies? When do we understand enough's enough? I guess we're moving on with that. I could beat on that for a long time, folks. I really could, because that is absolutely unforgivable. I'll just put it like that. Unforgivable. Mel, you want to add anything to that?
Nope.
I thought you'd fix it for us.
Say what?
I said, I thought you'd fix it for us. Take care of the problem for us.
Yeah, I wish.
USPS, United States Postal Service, implements new business plan. Now, this is really what it is. It sounds weird. New business plan of higher prices and worse service. And that's really what's going on.
I know. It's really bad out there.
I mean, I'm laughing, but you feel like crying. They're literally getting by with raising prices and giving us worse service. Unbelievable. I mean, they'll keep your babies. Now the post office will rip us off some more. And let me tell you, folks, unless you pay postage on packages, I know Mel does and we do too, you have no idea what the price is. It's unbelievable the price on just shipping a 8-ounce bottle of something cross-country is. Unbelievable. It costs more than the product itself. The Postal Service is trying to get its fiscal house in order. Okay. It's also alienating large shippers of first-class mail. Beginning this month, the United States Postal Service is implementing a new service standard and prices. Notice I said new service standard and prices. That is to say, costs are going up and delivery times are getting longer. In the halcyon days of September 2021, the Postal Service had promised to get all first-class mail and periodicals sent within the lower 48 states to the destinations in 3 days. That's just been last month. That three-day guarantee will be replaced by new distance-based standards. Mail traveling upwards of 930 miles will now be considered on time if it gets to its intended recipient within 4 days. Anything sent to destinations over 1,900 miles away will now have five-day delivery target. The USPS implementation of longer delivery times comes sandwiched between a pair of price increases as well. In August, the Post Service raised the cost of sending a first-class letter from 55 to 58 cents. It also increased the cost of sending large flats, meaning larger envelopes in newsletters and magazines, from $1 to $1.16. Starting October 3rd, yesterday, the cost of sending packages, listen to this, Melody, because this affects me and you big time. October 3rd, the cost of sending packages will also increase from as little as 25 cents to as much as $5, depending on the distance it's being sent and the level of service required. We got instructions the other day from somebody we handle a product for to increase our shipping. East of Mississippi, $9 per unit. West Mississippi, $13 a unit, starting right away. So it increased as little as 25 cents, as much as $5 per shipping, per unit. And I'm just stopping what we're saying here, folks. They admit they're going to give you worse service, although you just promised better service last month. They're going to give you worse service and charge you more. Now, that's a good deal. Nobody could kick that, could Melody?
Nope. But you know what's really strange, though?
What's that?
I mean, registered and insured mail and what we do is a little bit different than any other piece of mail that gets shipped, okay? We shipped a package on Friday. It's going to Idaho. It's there today. Now go figure.
How, I wonder?
I don't have a clue. So,
wow.
Maybe they're fixing the shipping for, you know, the items they pay more for, like the registered and insured. But I was shocked. That hasn't happened since 1995. That's what it used to take, 3 days to go across country.
Well, they have
now
to fly
it's five. Now it's 5 to 10 days, 5 to 7 days.
They have to fly it across him because they said he wanted to quit flying so much mail and use their postal service trucks. So you know it's going to take longer to drive across country than it is to fly across country.
I'm just saying.
That is amazing. Well, congratulations to whoever got it. That's
I know.
That's
I'm about a
record.
Excited. Made us look good.
About a record. But I mean, for them to come out and admit to us that they're going to make the service slower, they're going to increase your prices. That's really a good deal. Mm-hmm. It isn't funny, but
only in America.
Only in America. Hospitals. Oh, here we go again, folks. Hospital imposes $200 monthly fee on employees if spouse is unvaccinated. How long? Employees of the Ushnar Health Center in Louisiana were informed Thursday that they would need to pay a monthly fee if their spouse has not been vaccinated. How dare they fine you for standing on your values? How dare they do this? It's so the gall, the audacity, the pure evil behind the idea, Melody, that it, against your conscience, we're going to force you to do what we want you to do anyway. No matter what you say, you are a slave. We own you. That's what they're saying, these people. We own you. In a letter sent to hospital workers, Ochsner Health, the largest hospital network in the state, warned employees that spouses listed as dependents on their insurance benefits will have to be vaccinated or a $100 special COVID vaccine fee will be deducted per pay period. New in 2022, Ochsner is implementing a spousal COVID vaccine fee as part of the 2022 medical plan premiums, the letter to employees states. This means if a spouse is covered by one of our medical plans in 2022 and then vaccinated against COVID-19, a $100 per pay period will apply. The fee could mean up to $2,400 yearly deduction from workers' paychecks, reports NOLA.com. According to the letter, there's currently no fee for unvaccinated children, 12 or under, listed on the plans. That will change. That will change. They'll have to have their children vaccinated soon, too. That will change. Of all the gall, the unmitigated gall, the nerve of telling me that if my wife isn't vaccinated, she's not going to be my insurance plan. We're going to pay $24 extra a year just to have it on there. And as of right now, the children, it says 12 and older, are not on the plan. That will change. If they get by with this, they'll go for the whole family from birth all the way up. They will not stop here. If people don't stop it, they will not stop. I see people starting to get angry. Praise God for righteous anger. I see people starting to get angry, and I'm one of them. I don't care where I am or who I'm talking to. I'll speak up when I know something's wrong. I have no choice in this matter. That's what I'm here for, especially as a pastor and a preacher, to tell the truth and speak up against evil. That's what I'm here for. Melly, this is absolutely unbelievable. They're going to keep your child if you don't get vaccinated in New York State, some of the hospital in New York. In Louisiana, if you don't pay extra money, your spouse won't be on the insurance any longer. That is absolutely unheard of. That's just unbelievably corrupt. So, add your 2 cents and I'll move on.
Well, you know, it's, you know, you got to really think about the, you know, why the extra premiums. I mean, it's everything else. It's all down to that social grading system that China has. It's all pretty much the same thing. So, you know, we often said that, you know, people, hey, we are a communist nation. This is what you get. This is what you get. I don't care how many times you hear your little politicians in D.C. call it a democracy and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, they call everything socialism. Bernie, old Bernie, socialist Democrat. It's a kinder, gentler way of saying it. It's all semantics. It's all to, you know, it is just, hey, it is what it is. We're a communist nation except by, because this is what they do. The insurance companies, they're all out there protecting the insurance companies because that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, now that they passed on Obamacare to more people, they freed that up so more people could have it with the Biden administration. So your Medicaid is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Insurance companies can't afford it. Half of them are all broke anyway. So, I mean, it can't go on. I don't care if it's tomorrow or 10 years from now. It's not going to go on. A new system will be developed. A new system will be employed.
No, they will further enslave us. They will further enslave us.
You've heard
the old saying that you don't bite the hand that feeds you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that. Well, mm-hmm. Most people are in the government dole of some kind. You don't want to cut that off. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. Folks, I know that's hard to accept, but it is true. We're told in Jeremiah 17:5, the cursed be the man who puts his trust in man and trust in flesh. That's what we've done, and we cursed ourselves and our children and grandchildren. It's about break time again. We'll go back to the break room and discuss about the banks having problems running their IT machines.
Well, what do you think about Facebook going dark today? You know, the social giant was wiped from the web.
Really?
You know? Yep. So that's your little internet. So aren't you good and doing all your banking and everything online? What about your cryptocurrencies? You think that Facebook can go dark and your cryptos can't? We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And in the break, yeah, we told you about Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp that go down worldwide for 4 hours. Worldwide. For 4 hours and counting in a catastrophic outage. And, of course, they're going to blame internal error. It's kind of funny. But, you know, there's a lot of businesses that do depend on it. You talk about the billions of dollars that'll be lost. And again, it's just another, experts say that even once the problem is fixed, it will be a nightmare task rebooting the system just because it is so large. NetBlocks, which tracks internet outages and their impact, estimate that the outage has already cost the global economy $160 million. That's not too much yet. Probably cost Zuckerberg more with his shares and everything. So from what they understand of the actual issue, it is a globalized BGP configuration issue. Supposedly they're mistakes and not attacks. Border Gateway Protocol is that BGP. Is a routing protocol for the internet, much like the post office processing mail. BGP picks the most efficient routes for delivering internet mail. So there you have it, guys, ladies and gentlemen. How safe do you feel on that internet?
And you mean the people of the world survive for 4 hours without Facebook?
Yeah, how about that? Or longer. I don't know if it's back up yet.
Wow. Wow, I've never been on Facebook myself, so I couldn't tell you when, if it's up or down. I wouldn't have any idea. But, you know, we're trusting.
I think it might still be down.
Wow. We've got to begin to understand one thing, folks. Nothing is secure and sure on the Internet of Things. Whatever you do on the Internet, whatever it is, on your personal computer, anywhere else, they know what you're doing. They know every key you touch. They know all about you. If you're doing internet banking, I hate that. Sometimes here in the office, when the girls go on there to check something, but I hate that. I've always hated. I hate the idea of direct deposit. Even I'm old fashioned. I know that. I like getting money in my hands and doing what I want to do with it. Nonetheless, if you trust it for your banking, let me just read something to you. Because this is happening around the world as we speak. Banks around the world are suffering big outages, leaving millions of customers in lurch at worst possible time. Folks, please don't depend on your bank to keep your money safe. Get it out and put some cash back somewhere where you can get your hands on it. Buy some real money, some gold and silver. Buy some food, some supplies you're going to need. But don't keep it in the bank, at least not huge amounts of it, because, I have a small account that I pay sometimes with it. I don't use a credit card. I don't do that. I pay when I put it on. It's paid for. I keep that in case I need some emergency on the road. But don't keep much money in the bank because you're going to lose it. I promise you. If it's on paper, 401k, no matter what it is, IRAs, you're going to lose it eventually. You may not. Maybe you won't live to see it, but your children will. 20 banks. Some suffering repeated outages, six countries, one in lockdown, five continents, tens of millions of unhappy customers. There's never a good time for your bank's IT system to go down, but few can be worse than the middle of a lockdown. It's difficult to leave home. Your local branch may not be open. As a result, you're more reliant than ever on a digital banking services. And I understand that word, digital banking services. In New Zealand, now in its seventh week of nationwide lockdown, by the way, they're getting ready to drop that. I want to let y'all know that. When the country's largest lenders, Kiwi Bank, went down on Tuesday, leaving many of its customers in the lurch. It is one of a string of IT outages the bank has suffered over the past 3 weeks after DDoS attack on New Zealand's third largest internet provider caused the IT crisis in a number of lenders, including Commonwealth Bank and Ants Bank. In a DDoS attack, hackers overwhelmed the site by getting huge numbers of bots to connect to it all at once, rendering it inaccessible. Servers are not breached, data is not stolen, but it can still cause catastrophic results. So understand this. Folks, it's not secure. Please, I'm asking this to just be common sense with this. Don't trust anything to the internet. And I'm not saying your local bank has got bad people working it. They're probably all good people, your neighbors. But the people that run this system, the world system, are not good people. They will steal your money in a heartbeat. And if you think bank conglomerates won't take your money to cover their butt, you're really naive. If they get in the jam, they don't care what happens to you. They're going to cover themselves. Your savings and all you have in there could be absolutely wiped out in a matter of just a button push. And it can happen right now, even with what's going on with these banks already, they've been hacked. Please don't depend on that. I'm asking you not to for your own good. You do what you want. It's your life. But Melody, I don't trust them. I don't keep much money in the bank at all. I want to get my hands on it. I want some real stuff. I want food and water. I want things I know I can get my hands on. Because if it's not my hand, it's not mine, is it?
No, it isn't.
So you've heard the old saying, a bird in a bush is worth two in the hand. Folks, don't count on that. Please don't. And another point in that direction. We talked about this on this program a couple months ago. But the IRS wanted the reports on anybody that withdraws or puts in more than $600 in the bank. You remember that report we talked about?
Yeah, I need to see the legislation on that.
Well, I got it right here, so I'm gonna read it to you. This is the Daily Mail.
Is there a bill? Is there a House bill or something?
Yeah, there is. And this, like I said, I got right here. It's a different article. Yes, there is. You can find that. Daily Mail paper reported this. So Nebraska is already promising to defy a Biden proposal that would require banks to hand over data on transactions over $600 on individual bank accounts to the IRS. Now, folks, this has already been proposed in a state. They're not going to do it. My message is really simple. The people of Nebraska entrusted me to protect the privacy of these accounts, and I'm not going to comply with this. If the Biden administration sues me, we will take it all the way to the Supreme Court. We're going to fight every step of the way, State Treasurer John Moranti told Fox Business. The proposal, backed by $79 billion in additional funding, will allow the IRS to peer into aggregate inflows and outflows of the bank account over $600. The crackdown on this, folks, here's the bottom line. The crackdown on unreported income is expected to generate $463 billion over the next decade. It's about the grabbing the dollar from the people. That's what it's about. According to the Office of Tax Analysis, that money will be used to partially fund Biden's $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation plan. This is for real. Check it out for yourself. Look up online. Nebraska said they're not going to allow it. I hope other states join the fight. But that is, we talked about this in a program a couple months ago. This was coming, and apparently it's in the budget deal, and it's going to happen. We will see. We'll find out. I want to share it with you. This is actually going on right now. The IRS, remember just a while back, some years ago, they put it at 10,000. Anything moves over 10,000, they won't know about it. Now it's down to $600 if they get their way. Melody, keeps on going, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're going to get their way. I don't believe that'll pass. They tried to pass this something years ago. There's just too much. There's no way they can account to the amount of paperwork and so forth of $600. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But that's not to say they don't keep trying. And I think, it's not going to get done. But to me, the importance of it goes to show how desperate they are.
Of course.
To get a lousy, you know, how much? A billion?
$463 billion.
Yeah. Over a period of how long?
10 years.
10 years? Yeah. That shows you how desperate they are. And they could sneak it in, but I don't think the banks and everything else would go up. It's just too much to, you know. It's
the reason
just
I heard about
too much
this,
to
my,
do.
The bank I work with informed me of this. They told me this. First Community Bank in Somerville, West Virginia is the branch I work with. They're the one about to put this news out, by the way. Not this particular article, but they broke the news themselves. So, but again, the audacity, the nerve of them to oppose this, Melody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like saying somebody's going to put a spy camera in your bathroom.
Yeah.
And can't do anything about it. Yeah. Smith & Wesson to relocate headquarters to Tennessee. Good for them. USA, Smith & Wesson Brands, one of the nation's oldest firearms manufacturers, announced today that it's moving its headquarters and the significant elements of its operations to Maryville, Tennessee in 2023. Smith & Wesson has been based in Springfield, Massachusetts since the company was incorporated in 1852. Mark Smith, president and chief executive officer, said that this has been an extremely difficult and emotional decision for us, but after an exhaustive and thorough analysis for the continued health and strength of our iconic company, we feel that we have been left with no other alternative. He specifically cited legislation recently passed proposed in Massachusetts that, if enacted, would prohibit the company from manufacturing certain firearms in the state. These bills would prevent Smith & Wesson from manufacturing firearms that are legal in almost every other state in America and that are safely used by tens of millions of law-abiding citizens every day, exercising their constitutional Second Amendment rights, protecting themselves and join the shooting sports. While we are hopeful this arbitrary and damaging legislation will be defeated in the session, these products made up over 60% of our revenue last year, and if unfortunate, likely that such restrictions would be raised again, let us review the best path forward for Smith & Wesson. So they're leaving Massachusetts, praise God for that, and going to Tennessee where they're allowed to make guns like they want to.
All right.
That's America, folks. That's America. That's America. I wish it would come to West Virginia. We could use the jobs, and we certainly are very much a pro-gun state here. I'm very thankful that we are a state that is a constitutional carry. You can carry a gun on your hip and open, which I do a lot, or put in your pocket. No restraints. And by the way, Melody, an interesting point. We have no permits needed here. This went into effect a couple of years ago, and guess what's happened to the crime rate?
It went up.
It went down, believe it or not.
I know. I know.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
And they were the governor then and other people that were in charge then were crying, "Oh, right, the crime rate's going to go through the ceiling." Well, I'm sorry to disappoint him, but the crime rate, the murder rate and everything went down. Because people in this state, and I know personally, I talk to a lot of people, if you don't see it on the hip, don't think it's not somewhere on the body. I care about my hip for a lot of reasons. First off, to show people that I have it. I have a duty and a right to carry it. And I want them to see it and also tell them, hey, don't tread on me. Don't bother me. Don't bother the wife. Don't bother my family. I don't want to harm anybody. But on my hip is a pistol, and I do carry it. I'm not ashamed of it. That's just the way it is. Want to add anything more to that, Melody?
Nope. You said it all.
Warplane scramble. Beijing paper calls Taiwan's government an evil force in the mainland must crush. Chinese warplanes operating in the skies near Taiwan in record numbers prompted a restatement of the concern from the State Department on Sunday. The Chinese Communist Party media outlet held what is called a clear and unmistakable declaration of China's sovereignty over the island. On Friday, 38 People's Liberation Army Air Force planes penetrated Taiwan's air defense ID zone southwest of the island, the largest number ever to have done so on a single day. One day later, Beijing sent another new record, deploying 39 warplanes into the zone, 20 during the day and 19 during the night. The ADIZ extends it beyond anyway. It goes on to say that on Sunday, a further 16 incursions were reported in Taiwan Defense Ministry. Taipei is preparing for war, they say. And Beijing warns the U.S. Folks, the U.S. has become a paper tiger as far as the world's concerned. I mean, we've got our butt kicked in Vietnam. We were shamed in Afghanistan. All this bluster and talk about how great we are as an industrial, a military power. I'm afraid, my friends, that's in the past for a lot of reasons, mainly because we have sinned beyond any nation God will tolerate, and he will break the power of a country that does that, and that's us. British Army begins deliveries to ease fuel crisis. They've now brought in the military in Britain, some 200 different tankers, military tankers, to deliver gasoline to service stations, and people are liking the idea of getting the fuel there, and I understand that's a good thing. But Melody, it's happening here also, but now it's in Britain. They're getting us used to the idea of seeing military doing civilian jobs, even patrolling the streets, protecting civilian facilities like airports and train depots. Henry Kissinger said something a long time ago, and this is a paraphrase, that right now people in the United States will not tolerate UN troops in the streets. He said one day they're going to welcome them.
Yep.
Do you see that starting to happen?
I do.
So there you go. And I'm hurrying through these because we're about out of time. France begins price protection measures to shield consumers from soaring energy prices. France is going to implement what Nixon tried to do back in the 70s. They're going to stop the price increase of fuel and gasoline and electricity, which means that the companies that manufacture it will have to either swallow the extra cost or close up. Either way, France is going to implement price controls, so to speak. And Iran says they're already at war with Israel. Israel has been attacking their facilities covertly. Said, we're already at war. So, folks, this is a world today. You're not prepared? You're not ready to prepare? I think you better give Melody a call. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, I know. That you know, kind of reminds me of Israel and Syria. You know, they're in there bombing them. I don't know if they still are. I haven't followed it for a while, but they're for a long time. You don't hear anything, and Israel's in there just bombing them away, doing what
needs,
you know. And, yes, I do believe that they're also doing it to Iran. And, yes, I also believe we're out of time. So we will be back tomorrow. Thank you, Butch. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
To be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.